This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Moncrief on News Talk.
The situation in Iran seems to be increasingly grim. There are widespread protests in the country and a seemingly vicious government response to that dissent. But since the shutdown of the internet and phone signals, it's difficult to ascertain just how many people have been killed or injured or arrested. And obviously for Iranians living here, it's a matter of massive concern. Among them, Maya Oktavar, a lecturer at the University of Galway. Maya, good afternoon to you.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
When did you last have any contact with anyone in Iran?
4 days ago. So all communication channels have been basically off since 4 days ago, including internet, phone lines, basically, and even text messages inside the country. So there is only limited amount of information that is getting out of the country through basically small number of people who have access to Starlink satellite internet. But even those kind of connections have been reported to be jamming by the regime and even be traced by the government.
And the reports we've had, and you know, these I suppose are estimates that at least 500 people have been killed. From what you're hearing, does that tally with that, or could the figure be larger?
Yes, most probably it's much, much higher, because as you know, this is not the first time that this kind of protests and uprisings happen in Iran. We have seen many of these protests before, although this seems much larger and much more important, like a turning point or probably a revolution. But from what we know of these patterns throughout recent years is that whenever they cut off internet, basically they want the world to not see what's happening in the streets to be able to kill the protesters just comfortably. And that's what we're afraid of, because exactly as you said, there are different estimates. For example, Iran International and exiled media reports at least 2,000 as a conservative estimate for the last 48 hours. And I saw today Time also reported that most probably the death toll is more than basically 1,000 protesters killed. And there are some medical videos circulating right now, and even the state media, Iranian state media, have circulated those that shows basically bodies lined next to each other in black bags, and families trying to identify their loved ones like that. Based on that, basically, media are trying to count the number of bodies that we see in those videos. So it's really horrifying and concerning.
Yes, it must be extremely so. And as far as you know, the protests, are they mostly in towns and cities, or are they all over the country?
They're all over the country. Like the videos, images that have been getting out of the country, especially before the internet blackout, showed more than 100 cities being involved in the protests. And the crowds are unimaginable. They are bigger than any kind of crowds or protests that we have seen before. So it shows that these protests are different. First of all, the crowds are much, much larger. The slogans that people are chanting are really radical. They're saying death to Khamenei, supreme leader, death to the dictator. There are even chants in support of Reza Pahlavi, which is the son of our last shot for him to return. The most famous slogan right now is that this is our final battle and the Pahlavi will return. So what I want to say, because basically my objective right now is to be the voice of Iranian people who can't reach outside world because of the internet blackout, and to not let the regime to control the narrative, because actually they have access to the internet, they have access to the Twitter and all social media to basically kind of send the propaganda to the outside world. And our aim is to kind of be the voice of the Iranian people who don't have access to the internet.
And why do you think these protests, as you mentioned, there have been protests many times before in Iran, why are these ones so much larger?
Because the Iranian people are fed up with the regime. I mean, the conditions of living inside Iran is really, right now, terrible. And Iranians have shown multiple times, like 3 years ago during Woman, Life, Freedom as well, the slogans were really radical. They were targeting the whole regime. They want the world to know that they don't recognize this government as their legitimate government. So that's what the world needs to see, that people don't want this government anymore. There is no legitimacy left for this government.
And is that mostly down to the economic conditions people are living in?
No, it's not only about economic conditions. The economic condition was the trigger of basically protests this time. Like, for example, 3 years ago, the trigger of the protest, as you know, was the killing of a 22-year-old woman for not having proper hijab. So they're not only demanding basically better economic conditions, they are demanding freedom as well. They want to live the way that they want to live. So it's much more than that, because, as you know, the Islamic Republic is basically an Islamist government, a radical theocracy. So they want just more than economic conditions. They want also to be free.
Yeah. So is it your sense that in Iran there's now a majority of people who... would they like to see some sort of Western-style liberal democracy, or what would they like to see?
Yes, I would say yes. That what the people want is basically a secular, democratic country, like we see in the West. And if you look at the videos, images of protesters, like, for example, the protesters that were killed 3 years ago during Woman, Life, Freedom movement, they actually look like teenagers living in the West, for example, in Ireland. They're singing the same songs. They're trying to basically have social media be present on TikTok, on YouTube. So these are kind of people that actually look at the free world and they wish to live in a country like that.
Yeah, and you did mention Reza Pahlavi, the son of the former Shah. Would he be the agreed figurehead of this movement now?
It seems so right now. At least what I'm saying is that what people are chanting, they're really risking their lives in the streets. They know that they can be killed. They have seen during these years that they can easily be killed by direct bullets. They can be arrested, tortured, and basically executed afterwards. So if they're risking their lives to support basically Reza Pahlavi, it's our job to be their voice. And what I see as a personal kind of perspective in this moment is that what Iranians want, they want to undo the revolution that they did 47 years ago. The only way they see do that is to basically finish the Islamic Republic and return Pahlavi to Iran. So they kind of see Pahlavi as the symbol of the national revolution or symbol of Iran.
And in terms of the outside world, as you know, Donald Trump is threatening perhaps military intervention. Do you think that will help?
The situation in Iran, if I want to explain it right now, is really a humanitarian crisis. The problem is that the international law and international human rights institutions have failed Iranian people multiple times, repeatedly. And people can't afford that anymore. There are now thousands of people being killed on the streets. We need actions right now. We don't need words anymore. We don't need statements and condemnations. But we really need actions. I can't call for military intervention, but the problem is that the killings, what's happening, mass killings, systematic killings, and afterwards, probably systematic executions need to be stopped, and that can't be done only by Iranians. And the Islamic Republic has shown that they have no mercy. They don't listen to words. And the world has tried multiple times for years to negotiate with this regime. I think it's time to act now.
Yeah. Have you much family living in Iran?
Yeah, all my family is still in Iran.
And do you know how they are?
Unfortunately not. I haven't been able to contact them basically for the last 4 days. But it's not about me, because there are like thousands of people like me outside Iran who can't access their families. So it's not only about me. It's about people who are left in danger, who are completely left alone, don't have any voice right now.
Yeah, of course. And when was the last time you were in Iran?
I was in Iran last time, 2017. And basically, I can't go back to Iran anymore because of my political activities, because of my research, who has been on a political topic. So I can't go back to Iran anymore.
Yeah. Well, we wish you the very best of luck, and hopefully there'll be some good news from your home country sometime in the near future. Maya, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That was Maya Octavar there, a lecturer at the University of Galway. One texter says, when you hear things like this, it makes you grateful to live in a peaceful country. Ireland is not perfect, but when you read of the torture and the reaction to protesters in Iran, you begin to understand how much we take for granted. Well, and as she said, there already seem to be verified cases. They've arrested at least 10,000 people. Some people have been made to give confessions that they're really Israeli spies, but, you know, those are under torture. And at least one person has been sentenced to death. Another text says, it seems there are vocal Iranians who fled to the West and won a return of the Shah. They really want a return of their status, prestige, wealth, not democracy. A bit of a blanket statement there. Now, obviously, the Shah's son seems to be the figurehead, but that's probably the last major political figure that there was in Iran. And there would have to be a lot of work and discussion and agreement as to what kind, if this current regime are made go away, that would be a considerable discussion as to what the new Iran would look like. Somebody else wonders, why is the world so interested in what happens in Iran? ICE have arrested hundreds of Americans because they look different and have no problem using tear gas on their citizens who choose to protest. And there's hardly a word about it. I don't know, maybe you've been living in a bunker for the last fortnight. There's hardly a word about it. Have you picked up a newspaper or turned on a radio station or watched the TV? Any of those things? There's uproar around the world about it. And somebody else says, Iran are in the World Cup in the USA in June, under the banner of the Islamic Republic of Iran. If FIFA had any cop on, they would ban them. Well, you mean the same organisation that just gave Donald Trump a peace prize? Oh yeah, they'll totally do something about it.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.